Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. How are we? It's 01:45 in the morning on the 19th of January, 2014. And this boo is about online presence. Inspired by Audio Boo's very own Adrian Wicks, who is at TurboStream, we had a conversation a few weeks ago when we were walking in the glorious Peak District, but he's recorded a boo about it recently, within the last few weeks. And I've been thinking about online presence quite a lot, actually, over the last month or so. And when I say thinking about it, I'm thinking about what sort of impact my online life has on my real life. And there's a lot of plus sides to it, but there could also be some negative sides to it as well. I'll start with the negative ones, just because these are the things that I've been thinking of. The social networking side of it, Facebook, I've got all my settings locked down, so people on the outside can't see in, but I'm convinced it's not 100% secure. That I've seen things that people have shared that maybe the person originally wouldn't have wanted to share in, or people have tagged people in photos and then it ends up getting across other people's networks. But one of the things that happened recently to me is one of my work colleagues mentioned something to me that I'd shared recently on a social network. Now, to my knowledge, this particular person isn't on social networks, and he certainly isn't on in my circle of friends online. So I'm assuming that someone else who I'm friends with at work has mentioned it to him. But then he also mentioned something as well about a particular subject that I blogged about probably about 7 years ago. And I understand that if I put information out there, I mean, none of this is sensitive information. This is not anything that I ever worry about getting out there, because I have got a filter, which I'll speak about in a minute. He mentioned something that I'd blogged about 7 years ago. So one can only assume that he's gone through my website and gone back through it all and managed to find this particular article. But when I say I've got a filter, I'm constantly aware that my friends and family can access Audio Boo. They can access my website. They can listen to my podcast. They can listen to or watch my YouTube videos. So I always go on the fact that I wouldn't say anything I wouldn't be willing for my grandma to hear, or my mother-in-law to hear. Because I know various family members listen to my audio boos and also look at my YouTube videos and things like that. So I've got that sort of filter. So I'm always wary not to share too much about my personal life. But not that I would anyway, really. I know in the past on audio boo, audio boo is a little bit different, even though I let my guard down more on audio boo than I do anywhere else. Because when we're talking amongst friends, continuing a thread of conversation, I do sometimes feel like I'm just talking to Rick or Adrian or Mac or Bernie or just anyone, Phil. I feel like I'm just talking straight to you, but I also know that this is in the public domain and it is searchable and it is findable and anyone could find this and listen to it and use it however they wish. So I've always got that filter. When it comes to things that I put on my website or videos that I make, or even audio boos to some extent that aren't part of the social stream, if you know what I mean, my walking boos that I do, my initial reason for wanting to blog in the first place was basically because of a diary. And also that my family in Australia could see what I was up to. Facebook has been very useful for that. I'm able to see what my family are doing and vice versa. It's all good for that. But one of the good things about social networking, the internet, YouTube, whichever sphere you're entering in that sense, it's been a great tool to meet new people. And I've definitely spoke about this before. The fact that my intention, totally, my only intention ever was for it to be a diary. I mean, my friends, when we used to go walking in, say, 2006, 2007, I was making video diaries then. I'd be interviewing my friend Jay when we're at some random mountain pass or something like that. And basically, as if we were going to put it on YouTube. And I've got so many different things that we've done over the years that have never made it to YouTube because it was only really for ourselves. And a lot of the things that I've put on YouTube of late are just basically a diary entry. And another one of the things that's spurred me on to make this boo is that over the last 4 or 5 days, it's really brought it home to me, the fact that if I do share something, people are interested in seeing it. Now, I'm very wary when I do put something online. Let's take my recent YouTube video, for instance, a quick walk in the Peak District. I also made a podcast. I've posted a few boos, which are the two previous or two prior to this particular boo that I'm going to upload in a moment. All I've basically done is I've got auto sharing set up on my blog posts, so it'll post just a title of the blog post to Facebook and Twitter. My YouTube videos will post an auto post, so I'm not physically sharing this stuff. And the fact that I'm really surprised that, especially this year, since the beginning of 2014, this seems to have been a huge uptake in the amount of people that are viewing my blog or watching my videos. And also in the last 5 or 6 months, the people that are listening to my audio boos. And this is without even trying. Someone said, one particular audio boo friend, I won't name him, said to me that you should really push some of your stuff out there a little bit more to get more people to view it. And I know I should sometimes, perhaps, but I don't want to be one of these people that's constantly bombarding people with, oh, look at this that I've done, look at that, look at this, look at that, because people can get sick of it. So all I've basically been doing is letting the auto post share it that once. And then obviously if it's out of hours, maybe I'll share it again during daylight hours. But it's just humbling to get so many nice messages. And I've had a great email tonight from a gentleman that's been following me on YouTube and would like to come a walk with me. And I've had various emails like that. And it's all good. That's the good side of social networking. I suppose, like, I do let my personality come into the things that I do online, like audio boos. If someone was to watch my videos and listen to my boos, they'd probably be able to get a good gauge of who I really am, because that is me. I thought a long while ago that I had a boo voice. Sometimes I try and iron out the accent, but that's about it. I am who I am. This is all one take. I don't re-record anything. I don't reshoot any video. I don't edit things out. That is me. And it's quite humbling that people actually are interested in watching these things that I do, or listening and reading. And yeah, it's all good. This is a rambly boo, by the way. And I honestly can't begin to thank the people that have supported me for a long while, that reshare the things that I do, the audio boos, the videos. And there's too many to mention. And the fact that people are interested in something that I would only really ever intend to be a diary entry for me is just, well, it's just great. And the good thing is I've met some amazing people while doing it, and I hope that continues. So everyone listening, thank you very much, and I'll speak to you very soon.